Unit 5. Exercise 2.
Let's get started, shall we? We're looking at the lady's trouser today. I've completed my quality assessment of production and have highlighted some issues on the checklist. The first thing I'd like us to look at is the fastener. The zip was broken in about a third of the trousers.
That's a high rate of error. It must be a faulty batch of zips. I'll follow it up with our supplier.
Good, thanks. And there were some problems with the pockets. On many pairs, the front pockets were sewn one on top of the other. Why do you think that's happening?
Well, it might be because we have new machinery. Our operators are still receiving training on how to use the new stand-up sewing machines. At the moment, they're not always producing consistent results.
OK. So how about getting new operators to work side by side with more experienced on-the-job mentors? The mentors might help the operators understand the line sheet instructions better?
Sure. That's a great suggestion. We can definitely do that. So now that we've looked at the front pockets, what about the back pockets?
Well, I'm glad you asked. On several pairs, the back pockets were left unturned before sewing.
It's difficult to say why that's happening, but again, I think that it might be a problem with the new staff. The group working on the back pockets will finish their training this week, so hopefully that will correct these problems.
I see. Yes, let's hope so. Right, on to stitching problems. At times, there's irregular stitching, and it makes the leg hem weak, which means one trouser leg is often longer than the other.
Maybe we need to check the stitching more frequently. How about we send someone down to the sewing floor every hour to check on trouser hems?
I think that's a good idea, at least until we can identify the source of this problem.
OK, I'll send you regular updates on that until it's cleared up.
That should also help with the final item on my list, the gaps in the side seams, which are due to dropped stitches.
I'm not quite sure how that happened. It must be a mechanical problem. I suggest we check that the machines are working correctly each day before we start assembling garments.
That sounds like a good action plan to me.
Great. I'll include that information in my progress updates to you.
OK. Let's hope we see a significant improvement soon.